So you know what, I actually believe in this theory, and by the way guys, this is a clear joke, okay, don't take it seriously. So what I believe is, people who score 80-90% or who come first in the class or in your academics, they become employees, alright? And people who come second in the class, they actually become managers, right? So the people who and these employees will report to the managers, and then the people who come third in the class, they become owner of the company where managers will report, right? And the people who fail in class, they actually own the building where this company guy purchases the place to run the company. I think it's a funny thing, and I mean, it's a real funny deal with the way this world works. Welcome back guys, Arun this side, and this special episode, this is also a DBA challenge episode where I would like to challenge all of you, you who's listening to this show. And that's the beauty about daily DBA show guys, like I'm liking it, the way we are including challenges and the way you all are commenting below these videos, awesome, right? So that being said, today's episode is special. Why? Because this is episode number 30. So each episode which ends with a zero, like episode 20, I mean, I know we didn't have a DBA challenge, but I guess somewhere in episode 17, we had a DBA challenge. But going forward, every 10th episode, like 30, 40, 50th episode, we will keep it as a DBA challenge where I will ask you questions and I won't be taking your questions in these episodes. So what's the DBA challenge that we have for this episode? So guys, understand, everybody is running behind cloud, right? So everybody wants to migrate to cloud. I'm talking about clients. All the DBA wants to become migration experts. Amazing, right? But I have a quick question for you. See, one of the, rather than, okay, let me give you a concept and then we'll talk about the DBA challenge. So what are the ways you can migrate databases to cloud, right? So one of the simplest ways is export and import, right? So EXP, IMP, this is the first method. The next method is data pump. So you can use export import data pump to export from your physical server, import it into the cloud, right? What are the next ways? You have RMAN, right? And in RMAN, you also have transportable tablespaces, RMAN cloning, RMAN duplicate. You can use whichever method you want to. Apart from RMAN, the next method is data guard. Perfect. And apart from data guard, we also have Golden Gate. Right? Awesome. So with these many methods that we have to migrate our database from physical to cloud, my question is on data guard. Okay, this is for everyone. Come this side. All right, so my question to each one of you is, see, in data guard, you have two servers, right? This is physical, and we have one more server in cloud, right? So this is your application server. Application server is pointing to the physical server where you have physical database, Oracle installed. And now you're using data guard to perform the migration. So what happens in data guard? You create a standby database in cloud and you have a primary, right? So you have a primary database on physical, you have a standby database on cloud. Now, what you do is you perform a switchover. So you switch over. So this becomes your standby and this becomes your primary. Perfect. So now that you have the primary server on cloud, migration is done. One of my biggest questions is, how would you point your app to the primary server, which is in cloud, with zero downtime? That's your daily DBA challenge, and that is what I want you all to answer. One more time, if you didn't get this question, you have a primary server, you have a standby server, we have configured data guard, primary is on physical, the standby is on cloud, and I'm using switchover method to perform the database migration. Database migration is done, awesome. Now you have an application which is already pointing to your primary server, right? But this primary is now converted into standby. So how would you point your application automatically to the cloud or the primary which is on cloud with zero downtime? Like, you're not allowed to shut down the application, you're not allowed to make any changes to the application. So how would you achieve this? This is your DBA challenge. And guys, listen, these kind of challenges we deal when we are working on clients' databases, and we have to design solutions in order to solve these problems. I would love to hear from all of you, like, what's your strategy in order to achieve this? And meanwhile, keep commenting, send me your queries to support@dbagenesis.com, and let me try to bring more challenges to all of you so that we all learn together. That being said, guys, I'll meet you all in the next episode. Bye.